This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've always wanted to own a floor.
The floor
you
is
own
indeed
the floor.
Ours now. The floor is yours.
It's all
right
yours,
here.
Man.
Thank you. It's a privilege on a Tuesday here on Sports Radio 610 to have the floor. It's in the loop. Mm-hmm. You got John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atula, hanging out with you, excited to do so. The YouTube, the Twitch, those are active. And indeed, the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610. I'll give you the whole spiel when I can actually see it again. Actually, no, here, wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
5-Hour Energy fan line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fan. Shout out to Sean as well, nailing that multiple times on the program earlier. I thought he did a best read of the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Yeah, so let's keep that energy going, getting involved with the conversation all day long, including where we're starting. We're almost to the halfway point. The stupid 17th game has made it so that we don't have that clean, clear halfway point.
Halftime Thursday is the halfway point.
Yeah,
of the
we're
season.
Not going to have an opportunity to stop and have conversation. Yeah.
That's
that
what I'm going to do my Texans
at halftime
season report card.
Yeah.
Excellent.
At halftime of the Jets
should.
Game on Thursday night.
Yeah. Okay. Looking forward to that. I will be in a Buffalo Wild Wings in spring, so I won't be able to take that in quite that way. However, I'll be looking forward to that, Sean. But yes, we'll do a de facto midway point conversation right now. With the midpoint of the season coming up, what are kind of the most promising trends
right
through the season to this point? 713-572-4610.
There are things that we can talk about that are you know, something that of a concern or little nitpicking things that we can talk about. But I wanted to look at they are 6-2.
Correct.
Like they are.
That is a fantastic
6-2
trend. Yeah, that one makes me feel pretty good.
How did they get here? Like, what are the, to me, you know, what are the most promising trends? Because let's say they do correct some of these things. They do maybe even hit the trade market, which will be a topic of discussion between now and a week from today, and all that stuff. And they correct something. But what has gotten them here? Well, to me,
we're trying to be as positive as possible.
Yes.
Here. All right, so
yes.
I'm.
Let's be positivity. Let's have some positivity.
I will
today.
Do my damnedest.
This is a championship level defense, and I know.
Oh yeah, I can get behind that.
You start 100%. Throwing the word championship around, and you know people. Oh, they haven't done this. No. But the defense, it's not just good. Like you look at the quarterbacks that have played in NRG Stadium. Not one. I believe the most yardage passing is 174
yards.
Which
happened this weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it. That's the apex. So
I think you have a combined pass rating somewhere in the 60s.
Yeah.
Right? Not particularly dangerous, even if you go up to 70%, right? If we're rounding up. That is not something that is something to write home about. So the Texans have done a damn good job defensively, particularly against these quarterbacks that have come through.
So halfway through the season, pretty much, you got yourself a defense that can do the job you want to get done. All right, that's one.
And I don't want to move too quickly past that. Right?
Yeah,
like
that's
that,
one.
That is one, but it's also like there's 1A and 1B and 1C within that, right?
Yeah.
The 1A, I think, is clearly that. This defensive line is for real. Then they can get after anybody that they need to, right? Like they ramped it up, right? They started with pressure. They did have pressure, and they, you know, were leading the league at one point in pressure. I'll have to double check where they are. I believe that I don't see any reason as to why the game that they had this weekend would take them further away from that. But this has been a fantastic defensive line getting pressure, but then also they're finishing it off. And it's not just one of those situations where you can look at a team and you go, all right, but if you get that one guy under control,
right,
we can handle this.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about sacks from Tim Settle. We're talking about pressure from Khalil Davis. Like, there's other Mario Edwards, before he gets his suspension, was a man that we constantly were giving a lot of praise to because of his pressure.
And that's just in the middle of the line.
That's before you start thinking about the guys on the edge who have come on really strong with DeMille and obviously Will Anderson Jr., who's playing as good as any edge rusher in the league, right? That is 1A before we talk about anything on the back end of the defense.
And then I think the most important part is in the secondary. And you might think I'm going to be talking about Kamari Lassiter, who I've been very high on, Derek Stingley, who everybody's very high on. But I'm talking about getting the most out of those safeties.
Yes.
Like, I flat out, they need a safety. Those words came out of my mouth multiple times. I think they need a safety. I think they need a safety. They have made do, and more than made do, with their safeties. Now, they've been, you know, it hadn't been as bad as last year, but, you know, they've given up some big plays. But I think you got to give credit to what they have been able to get out of those safes. So the defense, even if they don't add anything, and I'm not saying they shouldn't or won't, but even if they don't have anything, it's there.
Yeah, and you mentioned those safeties. We can also lump in Jalen Petrie. Like, they have played, they've gotten better over the course of the season, which is one of those things that DeMeco talks about. But they've also played particularly well to the point where I don't know that you view them as weak spots necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Depth-wise, I think then you have questions. But again, we're remaining positive here. I think that they've played incredibly well. And you've had some injuries that you've had to traverse, and that those have not weighed you down.
Mm-hmm.
You've even added in on the fly Devin White, who came in and gave you some good reps playing half of the defensive snaps this past week. So, yes, the defense absolutely being at that level. Now, when is Christian Harris going to come back and join? Because that only serves to make that better, right? Mm-hmm. Once Tol returns, and it seems like that might happen this Thursday in New Jersey. And then once Aziz comes back from his injury, that's the thing that's almost been most incredible about these last couple weeks is Aziz looked like he was the heart and soul of this defense.
He was a monster.
And you did not lose that level of energy and edge to this team. This defense as a unit is something special. And, of course, it makes sense that that is DeMeco Ryan's specialty because it's showing up just like that, special.
Let me ask you this now. We're talking about promising trends midway through the season. If I were to ask you, has C.J. Stroud been what you thought he would be through half the season?
No. There's no way. Right, and that's in various capacities. One of those that I think is the biggest for me, and I guess we did know that it was going to shift in some ways with this. Not as many big plays. Last year, he was way up there when it came. I believe he was second in most deep passing yards, and I was looking at this because the Monday Night Football game, I was like, oh, hey, look, Russell Wilson throwing the deep ball again. I kind of want to look at who was throwing the deep ball in a big way last year. C.J. Stroud, boom, there his picture is when I'm looking at this. He got so many yards on deep passing plays, big chunk plays.
Yeah.
And that has not been the way that he's done this year. I mean, there's been some shots here and there, especially when Nico Collins was still available to play. But he's done it in a different way, and obviously that's not allowed him to kind of flourish and go off in a big way. But, yeah man, even just that alone shows a difference in the way that he's played, and he's not been able to do, I guess, some of the more explosive things, not necessarily through a fault of his own, but he just hasn't been able to play up to an incredible standard that I think we might be holding him to while still being very good.
And yet, I think C.J. Stroud is one of the most promising trends, because let me ask you another question about him. I just asked you, has he played up to what you thought he would be? The answer, and I agree with you, is no. But who has been the most clutch player on offense? C.J. Stroud, and it's not close. Clutch.
Yeah. He's been making a lot of he's had to make up for a lot of things.
So that right there tells you, this is promising, because he hasn't played his absolute best, what we expected. But he still ranks extremely high, top 10 in most quarterback categories, and he's been the most clutch player. What do you need in, you know, as you go down the stretch and into the postseason? A clutch quarterback.
Yeah, and now there can be someone that points out the idea, and I think Sean would be a great one, because I know this is a thing that he's been tracking, the idea that in the second half, this team has not been scoring touchdowns as well, but they've been managing to get those victories, and a lot of that because C.J. Stroud is handling his business. But yeah, there's definitely more to be wrung
there's
out
more meat
of.
On the bone.
That's a great way of putting
there's
it.
There's definitely more meat on the bone. So I think that's promising.
And he's developing. Like, you're seeing, because look, second year, right, sophomore slump is a question that comes up, and I think that maybe that's some of the parts that somebody would bring up about C.J. Stroud and his play this year. But you can see the level of development, the ability to handle more pressure over the course of this, right? The learning how to, you know, deal with a lot of too high safeties where teams are, you know, daring you to, you know, consistently make the right play underneath. You can see the level of growth and development within this. And while you might be able to say that there's a level of, like, you know, I don't want to say struggle. Struggle is too strong. But while he's working through that, it's also, he's still able to, as you mentioned, be like top 10 in a lot of cases.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Categories.
All right, and that ties into another thing that I think is incredibly promising midway through the season. The Texans are 5-1 in one-score games. That's not a little thing. That game is on the line. Both teams feel they have a chance. You're in the fourth quarter. Texans have won 5 out of 6 one-score games. That is what I talked about yesterday. Kind of a culture win. You know, that's something that you wouldn't have expected from this team not too long ago. But to be 5-1 in one-score games, that's promising.
Yeah. It's a little confounding, too. I'm going to be completely honest, right? Like, there's been instances
like I said,
where,
there are warts.
No, and absolutely. But you have to give it to this team, making sure to get these wins. And I think some of this you can also then come back on to the defense, because there's multiple times that you can look at and go, the defense made sure to hold on to that game at the end of it, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you got to give this team at least the resilience to get those wins, even as I think – people like me would look around and be like, hey, this is not living up to the caliber and capability of this team. In fact, that's some of the things that you would hear in the locker room from some of these guys.
Yeah.
There's still things to clean up, meaning we are not playing to the level that we expect of ourselves. But you're getting those wins and stacking them, and now you're 6-2.
Yeah. And then there's one that I feel is gaining, notoriety as a huge factor. But I think it's enormous, especially as you're playing one-score games, as you're trying to get the offense going a little bit better and getting C.J. Stroud and the offensive line and all that. Kyahmi Fairbairn can flat out win you a game.
Correct.
Just you got a kicker that will win you a game.
That's right.
And that is extremely promising when you have all these other things you're trying to overcome. And you're 6-2 and trying to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, man, margins get thin when you're talking about, playing against the good teams, which this team has a lot of those slated. Or at least it looked like it. Some of these are kind of falling off the table. Jets are like power ranked in the 20s all the way across. You've got the Cowboys team that is kind of falling apart. There's some of these teams as we go down the stretch that are looking a little bit like their teeth are a little less sharp than we had previously imagined. But there's still a lot of good teams that are coming. And when you're playing against those types of teams, plus the way the AFC South is looking, you're definitely hosting a playoff game, right? So with all of that, once you get to these playoff games, the margins get thinner, and having a kicker as one of those things that pushes over the edge matters. And you can dial up any 50-yard field goal and feel comfortable that Kyahmi Fairbairn gives you a good shot of knocking it down.
Absolutely. I mean, top three, top five in the league, I would say. And then there's this one, and I'm curious if you have anything else that you want to add, but this one maybe is arguable, but it's not for me. I think D'Amico is coaching his ass off. And let me just kind of explain it a little bit. Because I get, when you have a quarterback playing the way, playing good football, clutch football, but not what you thought, offensive line that you're just patching together, really. You've got what the safeties are doing, what the defense is doing. You're trying to manipulate injuries. You're 6-2, and that culture that he started to develop last year, I think has this team – moving in the right direction despite all those other shortcomings.
Okay, I can see that. Culture is a huge one to start with, right? As the head coach, that is something that you're responsible for. And I think that there's other sports. No, football also absolutely has to be in that place where the culture matters in a great way, almost sometimes more than the actual X's and O's of this. But you can see the ways in which everybody buys in. It's one of those things that we can remark about at the start of the season is that they're constantly parroting the quotes, the slogans that this team has. And you can also see the ways in which their belief in players, that positive way that they've gone about things, have benefited. Jalen Petrie is probably the poster boy for that. And their patience and the way that they've worked around with him has allowed him to be really successful this season. And I imagine a good amount is the confidence that they've imbued him with, but then also finding the right role for him, right? They constantly talk about finding the right role for players and having them be their best selves. The reason why I have a little bit of hesitation, understanding also that I have to be careful because no player is perfect, right? There is, or no coach rather, is even perfect. It feels like I'm still trying to figure out if there are inconsistencies with the way that D'Amico goes about things. And yes, he is in his second year as a head coach, so maybe that's just part of it. We've seen some kind of game management flubs in the course of this, whether mm-hmm. that's at the end of a half, at the end of games, with some of these decision-making processes. Mm-hmm. We've also, in some ways, like, I found it interesting that they came out in this last game and decided we're going to take the football. And yeah. D'Amico Ryans is basically his answer came down to, we just wanted to kind of establish the tone. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, not that there's anything inherently wrong with that, but I'm trying to kind of get a feel for what his MO is and kind of what is the overarching philosophy when it comes to some of these decisions. And I don't know that I have a good grasp on that just yet.
Well, I get it, and I don't think that's unfair. But when you start looking at some of the big picture things and sort of, you know, tough decisions that he's made, you know, let's go back, you know, as far as you want. I mean, he made the decision ultimately. Jalen Petrie is going to be the nickel. That was a big decision. He made the decision, we're good with these safeties. You know, he made the decision on in terms of personnel and sort of giving these players the confidence that it's going to work. He's made some tough decisions. His in-game stuff has been, by and large, good. I get what you're saying, though. There may be a little bit of an inconsistency here and there. He's also made decisions, like, strategically, we never thought. You know, he actually said it early on last year. Yeah, we don't really travel a cornerback. Well, they do that some now.
Yeah.
You know, and so, like, he's been flexible in terms of making sure that everything fits into the scheme.
Yeah, and I think you ultimately then still have to come back, as much as this team is process-oriented and as much as I like a process-oriented bunch, you have to then still give him some credit on the back end for results. Yeah. And again, 6-2 with a team that has not played all the way up to all the way up to its potential just yet. That you do deserve credit for that. So, yeah, no, those are definitely positive trends. How much of that do you feel like is going to carry you through into the second half of the season? Because that's ultimately the idea, right? How many of these things do you go, that is something that I can depend on going through in the second half? Because I don't know if the 5-1 and one score games is one that you can lean on, especially as the strength mm-hmm. of schedule gets more difficult. But the championship level defense, that feels like one
clutch
there.
And clutch CJ.
Clutch CJ. Okay.
You know, he's made the plays when he's had to.
That feels like it's depending more and more on the offensive line's capabilities.
It is,
though.
But he's been on the move and making those plays as well. You know, a great text here that I think sort of illustrates that. I think it's from the 281. I used to dread when the opposing team had the ball in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And now they don't.
And 713 also brings up a good point about, like, D'Amico's coaching, deciding to blitz on that last play, 1 second left, as mm-hmm. opposed to, or deciding to really bring some pressure, as opposed to just kind of playing back and allowing teams to go at you. I think that might become a more of a prevailing, sentiment and way of playing yeah. that kind of situation, as opposed to kind of the prevent nature that we've seen in the past. So, yeah, you got to... I think that there is some positivity there, Lopez, mm-hmm. for this team about halfway through the season. You can't say exactly halfway because there's 17 games as opposed to 16. And I don't know what 8.5 games is.
Yeah,
I don't
you
exactly
do.
Know. But is it really?
When you go get that second order of wings on Thursday night.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be the midway point of the season, halftime.
Now I have to get wings. I'm going to be at the Buffalo Wild Wings in spring hosting a Halloween watch party of this game.
Yeah.
As your Texans will be facing off against the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. We here in the greater H-Town area will be having fun watching that, and I'll be watching that at the Buffalo Wild Wings in spring. Come out and see me. But you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It is a Tuesday, which means we'll have B. Scott at 11. And Figgy, how you feeling? You feeling better?
I'm feeling pretty good.
I forgot to check on you. I know that you have been a little day-to-day, playing through a little bit of injury.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good to go, man.
All right, excellent.
Good to go.
Glad. All right. Speaking of, I'm glad to know that you're good to go, because we haven't gotten any update when it comes to this particular guy who's been injured, Stephon Diggs. But with that, let's maybe, and this is where I'll allow me to be a little negative, let's assume possibly the worst. How do you evaluate that trade now, and what does that mean for Stephon Diggs and this team going forward? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.